I believe in not taking things for granted.
I believe in others.
I believe that people too often use their tongues to slander and demean.
This I believe.
Today, we hear from Nancy Lynn, a senior at Springfield High School, who writes about the American dream and how she learned about it.
Modern America is a time of natural and economic disasters. Americans have become so self-absorbed with their own troubles, they have forgotten the ideals that have helped shape this nation. One ideal that has been taken for granted by today's generation of Americans is the American dream. It is a dream commonly held by those who just arrived in America and those who long for an opportunity to come to America. However, anyone can pursue the American dream. To go from rags to riches is the universal definition of the American dream. However, the true definition of the American dream will have to depend on its pursuer. I believe in the American dream because it defines my life. 20-some years ago, my parents came to America in hope of finding a good job so they could send money back home to their relatives. Establishing a new life in America was hard for my parents. They started out working in the kitchens of Chinese restaurants in New York and lived in a very small, dingy apartment. Working in the restaurants helped my parents learn the English language. However, they still have some problems with English grammar and vocabulary to this day. When I was born, my parents knew they did not have enough income to take care of me. They sent me back to China to be taken care of by my grandparents so they could finally earn enough money to provide a stable environment to raise me in. 5 years later, I arrived back in America. By then, my parents had started their own restaurant and were living in a small apartment in Springfield, Illinois. I remember having to share a room with my parents and my little brother because the apartment was so small. As the years went by, we started having enough money to move to bigger houses. Unlike most teens, I had to grow up quickly. While my parents were working, my main responsibility was to take care of my younger brother, who was a handful. In a way, I am like a third parent to my brother. I remember having to cook for him when he was hungry and helping him with homework. My parents have come to rely on me to act as an adult. However, I sometimes wish I had more time to myself to do the things I want to do. Most teens in today's society are spoiled. They do not know the meaning of working to get what they want. Their parents will give them almost anything to satisfy their child's materialistic needs. However, they deny their child the discipline and respect that can be learned through working. I remember working at my parents' restaurant starting at the age of 8. I felt that it was my obligation to help out my parents while they were working tediously to support the family. I would start by bringing food to the customers, clearing the tables, and washing dishes. Eventually, I learned how to take people's orders and use the cash register. My parents were glad that I was willing to help them out and let them rest a little. By the time I was 13 years of age, I knew how to do almost everything in the restaurant, but my parents would not let me do certain jobs. In time, my parents decided to let me work less so that I could concentrate on doing well in school. However, they still call me to work when they are short workers or if they have an emergency meeting. I have learned to respect them for working so hard to provide for us, as well as not to take money for granted. Working with my parents has also taught me discipline, organizational skills, and other skills that are useful on a day-to-day basis. The moral to that story is that if one has enough persistence in pursuing the American dream, it can be achieved. Going from having almost nothing to being very well off, it has given me a special insight on life and how I should accomplish my dreams, especially since I experienced the American dream throughout my life. While pursuing the American dream, one might influence others to do so as well because they realize their potential. My parents have worked hard to achieve their American dream, and working alongside them inspired me to pursue my own dreams. They also inspired some of my relatives to come to the U.S. to pursue their own American dream. One doesn't have to be an immigrant to pursue the American dream. Those who have suffered great tragedies or financial destitution can do so as well. Because America is a land of many opportunities, it makes the pursuit of the American dream more accessible to the common people and that is why I believe in the American dream.